USA News, I'm John Schaefer. We begin with weather issues on both sides of the country. In Florida, residents are being warned to get ready now for Idalia.
The circulation of Idalia is going to push water from the Gulf of Mexico up into places like Charlotte Harbor, Tampa Bay, and the Big Bend region, where the storm surge is very, very sensitive here to that sort of onshore southwesterly and southerly flow with an approaching hurricane.
National Hurricane Center Director Dr. Michael Brennan says the Big Bend region could see 7 to 11 feet of storm surge. Flash flooding is possible with 4 to 8 inches of rain in a large swath from the Tampa Bay region to North Florida, then into the Carolinas. On the West Coast, much of Southern California is facing an excessive heat warning through Tuesday night. National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Wofford says it is going to be hot.
The valley areas will reach close to 110 today, and some of the mountains will reach around 105, the lower mountain elevations. And downtown L.A., probably in the lower 90s.
The same temperatures are expected on Tuesday, then things will begin to cool off. In other news, former President Trump's federal 2020 election interference case will begin in the middle of the Republican presidential primaries. The Obama-appointed judge today scheduled the trial to start on March 4th, 2024, the day before Super Tuesday. Trump is also facing three other criminal cases. Two people were killed when a rescue helicopter crashed into an apartment complex in Florida Monday morning. Three people were on board the Broward Sheriff's Office fire rescue helicopter when it went down in Pompano Beach, north of Fort Lauderdale. Several people were taken to the hospital. And Joe the Plumber has died. The Ohio man gained fame back in 2008 during a campaign stop in Toledo by then-presidential candidate Barack Obama. He was confronted by Joe Wurzelbacher, who accused Obama's proposed tax plan of conflicting with the American dream, while Obama said it would help small businesses like Wurzelbacher's plumbing business. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.
The death toll after the wildfire in Lahaina remains at 115. Three more victims' names were publicly released on Sunday. 43 victims have now been identified publicly. Severe heat waves are deadlier than most people imagine.
Dr. Christine Eby with the University of Washington says many people hear the warnings and believe those warnings don't apply to them.
One of the challenges we face is the very low awareness about heat as a health risk.
The most vulnerable during a heat wave include pregnant women, very young children, people with chronic medical conditions, outdoor workers, and people over 65 years old.
Unfortunately, a natural part of the aging process is people become less well able to tell they're getting into trouble with the heat. So even if they know that it's hot outside, they don't necessarily make changes in their behavior that would help prevent heat stress.
I'm Corey Myers.
Elton John is recovering after a fall at his home in Nice, France. Representatives for the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer said he went to the hospital as a precautionary measure, but he has since been discharged and is back at home. The 76-year-old was treated for minor injuries. Gran Turismo is taking a modest victory lap after barely crossing the finish line ahead of Barbie in this weekend's box office race. The movie took in $17.3 million in its debut weekend. In its sixth week of release, Barbie earned $17.1 million. Last week's number one, Blue Beetle, was third, while Oppenheimer slipped to fourth. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.